The most common way that we ask students to provide us with information, whether we're asking them to undertake a task, to report on an experiment, to write an essay, to undertake a piece of research and feedback, it's inevitably textually based, although increasingly with the advent of the internet and access and easy access to images, they're often incorporated. But in the foundation of it is often textual. So that means that in order to be able to provide the students with feedback, you've got an awful lot of reading to do. How would it be if we could have the students submit information to us in audio format? Well, I'm doing that right now, so producing a podcast type thing using a tool like Audioboo is always doable. But of course, that usually means having an account. With mobile devices, perhaps it becomes a little bit easier, provided students have got an app that does it. If they haven't, but do have access to the internet, then there's the simplest of tools available to help with this, and it's called Vocaroo, VocaroO. And all that Vocaroo does is record audio, and all you need is a microphone. I think it's flash-based, so there'll be certain devices that it won't work on if you're talking in terms of tablets. But nevertheless, if your microphone's plugged in, it's simply a matter of hitting the record button and then speaking. So this could work in several ways, I guess. It could be instead of providing instructions in class for something that students will be undertaking later, this could be pre-recorded. So the instructions that you want to give could be pre-recorded and available then subsequently for students to be able to access it and go and listen to it once more. Or the other way around, it could be students that providing you with information. As I said, why not have them produce a report in an audio format? It could be like a radio news item, or it could be getting them to read a piece of poetry, something they might be self-conscious about in class, but might do if they can do it in the sort of privacy of their own home. Or obviously there's loads of possibilities with modern foreign languages and having them record some of the material that they'll be working in there. So there are lots of possibilities, and it's, as I said, click the button to record, click the button again to stop, and then Vocaroo provides you with a link. So they can just send that link to you. Or it can be downloaded as MP3 file, which is perhaps quite important because the intention is that it's transient information and it'll hang around for a few weeks, maybe a month or so, but it won't be there forever. So if it's something that's not transient and needs to be saved, don't forget to download it first. It's as simple as that. I'd give it a go.